Welcome to the Jerry Ratcliffe Show with Chris Graham.
Welcome to the Jerry Ratcliffe Show. I am Chris Graham, the co-host, and we've got Jerry Ratcliffe here. And this is, we've got two great podcasts coming up tonight that we're recording. And hopefully the UVA basketball fans out there are excited for this. And Jerry, I'm going to let you introduce our first guest here.
Yeah, we've been excited about this all week, Chris. Virginia fans have been reading intently about this gentleman for weeks now, and I know most of them have had their fingers crossed that he would be wearing the orange and blue, and their wish came true. We're talking about Jaden Gardner, former Pirate at East Carolina. Jaden, how are you, man? Welcome to the broadcast.
I'm doing great. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, thanks for taking some time out to join us on a Sunday. I know you probably rather be out chasing women or something, but thanks for coming to talk a little basketball. One thing that before we get into your recruitment and all that was once you became a Cavalier and committed, you sent out a sort of a message to Wahoo Nation and talked about what they were getting about a guy who is brings it every night and gives 110%. Why was it important to let them know that right off the bat?
You know, I'm just, you know, I had an interview and he was just asking me what kind of stuff I'll bring. And just, you know, it's always nice to like get the fans excited for what's coming to what they'll be watching. And I was excited too. So I was just letting them know.
You seem like you can just watching a couple of clips of you. It seems like you can be a pretty intense guy on the basketball floor.
Yeah, I show my emotions on the court.
That's good. That's a good thing. You don't mind knocking people out of the way either, do you? Yeah. I know Chris wants to ask you about some of the recruiting process. One thing I wanted to ask you about that before he ask you that is, what's it like being recruited by Tony Bennett? A lot of people, you know, people don't get to see that. What's it like being on the receiving end of that, and how persuasive is he?
No, he's just a different guy. Like, it's a whole different feel, you know. Like, he's gonna recruit you off, you know, like being genuine, you know what I mean? He's going to be real. He's going to be upfront with you. You know, he's going to let you know what we have for you. You know, it was just a nice, genuine process with like people like me really appreciate.
Did he and Jason Willard, Wilford, we call him Jay Willie. I've known him. I actually covered him and when he played at Virginia. So we go back a long way. What kind of stuff did they show? Did they show you anything on video about what role you would play, or did they just talk in depth about that to you?
They just showed me, you know, a bunch of stuff like in their offense. You know, they showed me some Braxton. You know, they showed me some what's his name? They showed me some
Anthony Gill, perhaps.
What's that?
Anthony Gill.
Oh, Anthony Gill. Yeah.
Show me some Braxton. You remind me a lot of Anthony Gill. That's why I thought that might be.
Show me some Gill. Show me some Hunter. You know what I mean? They show me a lot of different, you know, a lot of different fours and a couple of threes. You know what I mean? So,
if I could ask you, Jaden, compare this process of recruiting the last few weeks. I mean, it's like a really like speed dating maybe compared to high school. When I imagine a guy with your talent level, you may have been getting reach outs in like your freshman and sophomore year. So you have some time as a high schooler to think things through. This was a quick process for you. How tough was that to have to go through?
Yeah. Speed dating is the exact word that Tony Bennett used our first Zoom. It's just a tough process because you just have to do process of elimination, you know, find out, you know, what's real and what's not, you know, do your own homework, you know, so you have to make sure you're making the right decision.
With the numbers you put up, what you showed at East Carolina in 3 years, you sort of had your pick. I mean, it seemed like in a lot of ways you could have gone to a lot of schools. What was it about Virginia that stood out that made you want to go to UVA?
You know, ultimately the coach, you know, tradition, you know, it's just – their prestige, you know, Virginia's their name speaks for itself. So But yeah, but the coach is probably number one.
You grew up in North Carolina, so you grew up on Tobacco Road, and I'm sure as a high school kid, you wanted to play in the ACC, and now you're here, right? So that's big for you personally, I'd imagine.
Oh, yeah. You know, I've dreamed about playing the ACC since I was a little kid, and just getting the opportunity to play it, you know, get to play my hometown school. So something I couldn't pass up on.
And I'd imagine that, you know, you might come in with, you know, obviously the numbers you put up, especially in a great game against Houston this year, they played in the Final Four. But there might be guys saying, oh, he played in the AAC. You might come in with a little bit of a chip on your shoulder. You want to prove yourself when you get to the ACC, right?
I mean, people have been doubting me my whole life. So, you know, the only way I can prove the doubters wrong is just keep working and prove them wrong. So whatever they say I can't do, we'll see when the ball rolls this fall. So
let's talk about that a little bit. Why do you think people have doubted you like that all these years?
I think it just goes like, you know, it's just all about what, you know, people think, what they think you can do at their level. You know what I mean? That's how people get under recruited, because they don't see that if you can develop at that level or you can produce at that level. So until you show that you can do it, then people won't want you.
Looking for a great dining experience in Charlottesville? Look no further than the Aberdeen Barn. The Barn has been family owned and operated since 1965, with Terry and Angela providing great atmosphere and mouth-watering food at Virginia's big-time steakhouse. Enjoy the fine dining or relax in the Sportsman's Bar, a fantastic place to wind down and socialize, surrounded by flat-screen televisions tuned to the latest sporting events. You never know who you might bump into at the Aberdeen Barn, where all the greatest Cavaliers have dined over the decades and keep coming back for the delicious menu and good times. Check it out online at aberdeenbarn.com or call 434-296-4630.
How satisfying is it to prove people wrong?
What do you say?
How satisfying is it to you to prove people wrong and to show them that you're better than they thought gave you credit for?
I mean, it's just something that always motivates me. You know, I have things that push me as a player on and off the court. So it's just another thing I can use. But regardless of that, I'm going to go out and give it all I got.
Well, you'll fit in well at Virginia, because a lot of their best players over the years, a lot of them are in the NBA right now, had that same chip on their shoulders. And I think that's one reason Virginia's been so good for so long, because a lot of these guys, like you said, might have been under-recruited and they had a point to prove to people. And so I admire you for that. Chris mentioned that game against Houston. Man, you tore them up. I think you had, 21 points and 15 rebounds? What was it like challenging yourself to face that, to face them? And just, you know, they were ranked pretty high, and I guess your whole team had something to prove.
Yeah, I love playing Houston. I love playing the best of the best, and just, you know, you got to bring your A game. And I just made sure I brought my A game and just out there performing. And then once we got started, we was clicking. We was clicking that night. So I just had to lead the charge.
A lot of people don't realize how good that conference is, but there's some good basketball teams in that league. You were, I think, I was looking at my notes, I think you were the second leading scorer in the conference. If I'm looking at my notes right, let's see here. Oh, here it is. Yeah, you were second in the league in scoring, rebounding, and minutes played. And you were among the conference leaders in offensive rebounds, field goal percentage, and free throw percentage. That's a pretty darn complete game.
Oh, yes, sir. Yes, sir. I just try to play my best as soon as I'm out on the court. So let's let my work speak for itself.
I was going to ask Jaden. Oh, yeah. Oh, sorry, Jerry. I was going to ask Jaden about the toughness thing. This, I don't know how much you, with what you were doing at ECU this year, I'm sure you're so focused on that, but so I don't know if you got to see any UVA or since the season's over, maybe kind of catch up on some things. One of the perceptions about the UVA team this year was maybe that it lacked toughness inside. You know, certainly the big guys were more perimeter oriented. You're definitely not. I'm looking at your numbers. You attempted 6 3-pointers this year. You can certainly hit the 3-point shot, but you play around the basket. Was that stress to you when you talked with Coach Bennett, Coach Williford, that, you know, what they're looking for is someone like you to make this team tougher on the inside?
Yeah, he said himself that he felt it was more, you know, like finesse and skill, and they was lacking toughness. And I was a tough guy that they need and the presence they need, and also a guy that can do multiple things on the court, you know what I mean? So yeah, toughness was a big one.
Virginia averaged 11.5 free throw attempts a game as a team last year. I looked at your numbers. You averaged 7 by yourself. So you get to the line. I mean, you take blows. You deliver them, I guess, a little bit too. But maybe just for the fans out there who maybe haven't seen tape yet, describe your game. Describe your approach to the game.
I the way I approach the game is just, you know, I mean, I'm an attack. You know what I mean? But As years has progressed, I've become more skilled. I can face you up, you know. I can jab step, shoot it. I can face up, drive it. I can post if it's there. I can drive on the perimeter. I feel like I can do a whole bunch of different things on the court, which was, I think, really was just why the AAC just ruled me as like a mismatch nightmare, because they didn't know who to put on, whether it was a big or a guard. So. That's how I come to approach the game.
That's why they're showing you tape of Anthony Gill. He could face up, post up, drive to the basket from the inside too. Yeah, that's for UVA fans out there listening. Your game is going to match up well with what this staff likes to have from inside guys. Jerry, go ahead.
Have you paid much attention to Virginia basketball during your career down in Greenville?
Of course I've seen the championship run, and, you know, catch ACC games here and there. So yeah.
What do you like about their style of play?
I like their grittiness over the years, and I like how they're unison. You know, they're together out there on the court. You know what I mean? So they're all on the string, especially defensively. And they really execute on offense.
Chris mentioned it earlier. Growing up in North Carolina, did you ever want to play for any of those schools in particular? Or
oh yeah, I was born in Durham, North Carolina. So I was I was a Duke guy.
Okay. So it's you can't wait until you play a game in Cameron, right?
Oh, that's gonna be crazy.
Have you ever been to Cameron before?
Yes. Played like AAU game in there once.
Okay. So you've been there without the crazies. So without the crazies. have you ever fantasized about playing in the ACC tournament? That seems like to be a huge dream of most kids that grow up in our part of the country.
Yeah, I mean, ACC tournament's a big deal. Just, you know, ACC play is just special. So it's just all things I'm just looking, I won't take for granted this year, you know. It's special to be able to play the best conference in the world. So I can't wait.
Blue Ridge Bank is the proud sponsor of the Jerry Ratcliffe Show and JerryRatcliffe.com. Founded in 1893, Blue Ridge Bank has more than a century of customer-based service, but is forward-thinking and features digital banking free and available 24/7. CEO Brian Plum and his team are strong supporters of UVA Athletics. And check this out. Blue Ridge Bank is home of the $100,000 jackpot drawing to one lucky customer every year. How can you beat that? Banking smarter, simplified. Blue Ridge Bank's mission is strong customer service. Make Blue Ridge Bank your bank today. Visit mybrb.com for more information.
A friend of mine who's a big Wahoo fan and very successful in life, maybe he'll give you a job one of these days when you get out of school and out of the NBA. He wanted to know, he said, ask Jaden what kind of a defensive player he is, and does he stay out of foul trouble?
I think that's one. I think that's one of my most. I play a lot of minutes. So I'm used to not fouling guys. You know, I got stuff to work on, and Tony is obviously another reason I chose to come here, so he can help me become a better two-way player. But yeah, I just know I'm gonna be able to take my game to the next level once I get here and learn the Pac-Man system, and you know, learn what it be, and just, you know. He was telling me it's all about heart. It's all about heart. As long as I got heart, I'll be fine out there. So I'll be excited.
I was wondering about that, Jaden. Folks who are listening to the podcast can't see. I got a couple of jerseys hanging up behind me. But, I mean, guys like Malcolm Brogdon, Joe Harris, you know, a lot of guys in the NBA, Mami Diakite, among others, played their way into the NBA. I mean, and some of these guys were already skilled offensive guys, but they came to UVA to learn how to play defense and build that part of their game. And it sounds like that's a big part of the appeal for you.
Yeah. You know, being a two-way is something that you're going to need and just another thing that will market you, you know, so you can play at the highest level. So you can do both if you're not hurting somebody on one end of the floor. So I felt like this was just the best situation for me.
Have you started studying the pack line? And how does what UVA does with the pack line compare to what you've done at ECU in the last 3 years?
It's just more, I say it's more like you have to, you know what I mean? You have to, someone's it's like a string, you know what I mean? Someone's relying on you to be there. You have to be there. You know what I mean? It's not like you can't be there, like you have to be there. So it's just all about you know, just knowing. Oh man, he drove baseline. Gotta get there. You know what I mean? So just being alert, being more alert. So
yeah. So when do you, you're obviously finished up your semester now. When will you go to Charlottesville, and when will you settle in Charlottesville for the summer and next year?
Yeah, I'll be down there June 10th.
Oh, June 10th.
Have you ever been to Charlottesville before?
Probably. I just haven't probably remembered. Yeah. I've been in Virginia a lot because, you know, AAU and stuff like that. And right. Probably some vacations.
Oh, okay. Go ahead, Chris.
I was going to ask, you don't look like you need the strength and conditioning program, Mike Curtis and that group. They do such a great job getting guys ready for the next level. But, you know, even though you're in great shape and you look like an NBA player already, I'd imagine that that's part of the process, too, is just, you know, going to Virginia and getting faster and stronger. Maybe talk about that part of your development the next couple of years.
Yeah. Coach is just telling me that he's got one of the best strength coaches and, you know, they have one of the best facilities and stuff. And so I asked you what I want to work on. I just like, you know, I'm saying like, you know, explosiveness, you know, quick twitch stuff. And you're just like, we got all this stuff available for you. So he said, I really think I like what they do here in the weight room and just their weight room in general. So I'm excited to get down there.
You have to see the before and after pictures of DeAndre Hunter. From when DeAndre showed up at 180 pounds to when he now looks like a defensive lineman or a linebacker, maybe. You're already there on that side, but it's definitely the other part. So what will you be working on this summer? I mean, obviously, maybe strength and conditioning, the speed work. What else you be focusing on this summer getting ready for the fall?
I'll be focused on my three-point shooting. I'll be focused on ball handling. I'll be focusing on defense, of course, and just, you know, after I do that, I just, you know, focus on stuff in my tool that I like to use on offense, you know, to expand my game. But yeah, 3-point shooting, you know, be more consistent out there. Even though I feel like I can shoot the three, just, you know, be more consistent. And I know I have more opportunities to shoot it here, you know, given like the defense and, you know, offense and stuff like that. So.
How cool is it, Jaden, when you step on a court and you know that your guy can't handle you?
What? I just go into the game knowing that, you know, it's just whoever it is, I'm gonna go at him. So, you know, I'm good about letting the game come to me. I don't really take force. I don't really take force shots, you know, unless, you know, shot clock running down or just like we need a shot right now, but I have supreme confidence about my ability and about the work I put in. So I just let that take over.
You do any trash talking?
Nah. Only if someone says something to me, but nah. If no one's saying anything, nah, I'll just keep going up and down the court. But I will, like I said, I'll show my emotions on the court. So like, you know, like an M1 or something, you know, I'll get hyped. So that'd be fine.
UVA Orthopedics and Sports Medicine boast one of the finest teams of doctors in the country, and they're right here in Charlottesville to not only provide care for the University of Virginia athletic teams, but also the Charlottesville and Central Virginia communities. UVA Orthopedics has been a proud sponsor of the Jerry Ratcliffe Show for the past 2 years, with numerous team members featured in weekly segments where doctors share great insight into various sports injuries, what causes them, how to treat them, and recovery time. Their team of experts are there for you and offer the best care to solve your health problems and get you back on your feet. Let their team of specialists get you back in the game.
I know you're a powerful guy. Let's talk about your dunking. What's your favorite dunk? What kind of an assortment of dunks do you have?
I'm a one leg guy. You know, I'm a one leg guy. So one leg. You know, like I like that one. Like that's probably my favorite. But like quick in transition, just quick, just flush it down. Quick. I mean, most of the times in the game, it's just quick. You know what I mean? Just quick. Like, get it up. Make sure you don't miss it. I feel like guys miss it more when you just try to do it one hand and you slam it. You try to slam it hard enough. So I try not to be that guy. So I just try to slam as quick as possible with a little bit of power.
What's the most memorable dunk of your career?
Probably against Cincinnati last year. One of our players missed the layup, and I was able to catch the putback, and it was on CBS Sports, and we got momentum. We was on a run, so it was just everything was. You know, I got hype, and then we got another stop, and I got another dunk. So it was hype.
I think I saw a highlight of that somewhere, and you were emotional. Yeah. I recall seeing that dunk. Bottom line, when Tony was talking to you. I know you want to develop your game to go to the NBA. I know you want to learn defense. I know you want to be part of a team that has a chance to win trophies. What was there one singular thing that he said to you that convinced you that I got to go to Virginia over some of these other schools that offered?
Probably just, you know what I mean? Probably another big reason, just like faith, you know what I mean? Like he was big. Really big on faith and just like me praying about it and just, you know, if the Lord wants me to be here, then he'll let it happen. You know what I mean? So like, just, you know, a lot of his recruiting was just different. You know what I mean? Like me and him being, you know, faithful believers in God is just that just put it to the whole other level. So plus all the other stuff, ACC, Virginia, all this, it was just, what else could I ask for? So.
I think the faith part of it has been a big part of his success here because he recruits guys like you who have strong faith, and he often inspires his team with Bible verses or Bible sayings and things of that nature. So I think it's a good thing that he comes out and lets players know that this is what he's about and what his program's about, and I think a lot of players gravitate toward that. So I congratulate you on your thinking.
Thank you.
Chris, you got anything?
Yeah, I was just going to ask one more about reaching out to teammates. Have you been in contact with your future teammates yet, and how have those conversations gone or text conversations gone?
I'm probably talked the most to mine, you know, just like, you know, we graduate each other and just we're gonna be roommates, so we just, you know, we know each other, but You know, Key Rivers was the first one to reach out to me about Virginia during my process. You know, obviously I know the NC guys, you know, Carson Saves is static, you know what I mean? So it's how much we needed me. So it was just, you know, it's been good. It's been good responses. It's great.
You got to make good friends with Kihei because he's going to throw you all those alleys.
He will feed you in the post as well. That's right.
it's funny that Jay Huff, I don't know if you know Jay, since he's from Durham too.
I've seen him play in Durham. I've seen him play in the holiday tournament.
He said he's always giving Kihei tips on how to score in the paint because Kihei, even though he's 5'9", man, he may have scored more points in the paint than anybody on the team this year. he just drives down in there and finds a way to score.
He might not need to as much next year, though.
That's right. it's cool that you and Armand have contacted each other. Did you contact him first or vice versa?
Well, no, he texted me first. Wish me like congratulations on joining. So,
are you guys gonna be roommates or anything? Or
yeah, we're gonna be roommates.
Oh, that's really cool.
Yeah.
Thinking of all the teams that came after you, I know you talked a little bit about it, like being speed dating, but was that a little overwhelming? I find the transfer portal thing just overwhelming because I guess any school in the country can reach out to you, right? So how overwhelming was that when you've got like, I know at least 25 schools.
I was in and I think it was like 5 minutes. That's how I put it out and just, you know, call. Say, are you in the transfer portal? I was like, yes. It was like, yes, sir. And, you know, just kept going from there and just dum-dum-dum. And then and it was just one thing after another. Just when can we get a Zoom? And going through that whole process. But, you know, I got tired of Zooms during the end of the process. You know what I mean? I was like, especially when I knew who was going to be the five I was deciding with, I was just trying to like, you know, cut it down. So, you know, other schools stopped calling me so I could just focus on this five.
What was the most outrageous thing that any coach told you?
Probably.
You don't have to name them if you don't.
No, I'm not going to name them. And man, you come here, man, play 38 minutes a game, you know what I mean? And we got the opportunity for you. Start right away. We need you, you know, stuff like that, you know, the stuff that's not, you know, real and genuine that I need to be hearing. So those are the things that, you know, that's not what kind of guy I am.
So. Yeah, I've heard there's a lot of that out there.
Yeah.
Chris, you got anything else, or are we ready for the lightning round?
I think we're ready for the lightning round. I love this part of the podcast. Yeah, let's go.
Okay. All right, Jaden. Who's your favorite player of all time?
Kobe Bryant.
Good reason. Favorite band? Our singer?
Drake.
Okay. If you could shoot horse with any two people in history, who would they be?
Kobe Bryant and Steph Curry.
And would you win?
No, I would not.
Have you ever asked for an autograph?
Yes.
Who was it?
John Wall.
Did you get it?
Yes.
Favorite food?
Shrimp.
Is it your mama make it or in a restaurant?
Bocce shrimp.
If you could beat any ACC team for the ACC championship game in the last minute, who would it be?
Duke.
You just won $1 million prize from all the Virginia fans. Because they hate Duke more than anybody else in the country. So, okay, as usual, you win nothing for this, but thank you for participating. It
helps you maintain your eligibility. That's right, yeah.
Thank you so much, Jaden, for taking some time out of your day. I know college kids got better things to do than hang out on Zoom, especially after you've been through a million of them. So we really appreciate your time, and we can't wait to meet you and watch you play and cover you for the next couple of years and follow you on to the NBA like all these other Wahoos.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you. Yeah, no problem. No problem.
Thank you for listening to the Jerry Ratcliffe Show. Get the latest on the Hoos, basketball, football, and more online at jerryratcliffe.com or at augustafreepress.com.